The conference will now begin.
Okay. All right, Chava, let's begin. We're learning the inyan of tznius, the pnimius of what tznius is. It's very hard. It's not what we were taught that it's just about the length of the sleeves and just being properly covered. There's different madrigas of tznius. We're learning about the pnimius of what tznius is, and it has to do, of course, with the yisod of afar, which we were talking about last week, the need of covering. The other yisodos of eish, ruach and mayim, are transparent and moving and see through. Afar is the yisod of covering. In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu covered the guy that he killed. He covered him b'chol, the mitzvah in the klura. Afar is an inyan of covering. The afar atav al afar toshiv. So the shorish of tznius is going to be in the yisod of afar. That's clear. All of these yisodos must have something we spoke about last week, but afar is mamish tznius. And where do we see this in the Torah? In a very interesting place, we're on page Kuf Tzadik Hei. Kisui Hadam. Havchana yosa amuka b'kisui, the deepest sugya when you look in Torah, as far as this meaning of covering with dirt, is din kisui hadam. Is the mitzvah, the raisa, the din of kisui hadam, of covering the blood. Mashenema lehegi b'mishnah b'chulun, the whole parak over there, sheyesh din shal kisui hadam b'chai v'oif, that there's a din by a chaya and an oaf to cover the blood after shechting. There's a din of covering the blood with offer. All right, without going to the problem of Afer and offer and could something else be used, but the din, meikra din, is to cover the blood with offer. Gamba Adam, some ain din kisei Adam. There's no din of kisei Adam if God said the person is killed when the person dies and there's blood coming out from there's blood around. So there's no din of kisei Adam. Aval krakosav Ramban the Perush al Torah al posikam betzakim harogis achinu the kisinu es damo. It's fascinating when the brothers of Yosef at Tzadik were having a shakal of atari about whether to kill him or not to kill him. So my betzakim harogis achinu the kisinu es damo. What is to be gained by killing a brother? And then they add, the chisinu as damam, and to cover his blood. I mean, if covering the blood, shnemer ba'achei Yosef, ba'anochon hu kipshuta. The Ramban writes, ki minag roitzchei mistorim laharag hanirtzach ulakavroi ulchasois damoi ba'ofer. The Ramban writes, it's the minag of murderers to try to hide the body and to try to cover all traces of blood with offer, with dirt. Kenin Shnema, like it says in this parasha, Ayyipineyu b'chol. And he covered him in the sand, in the dirt, the mace. Lekach amar lahem, kine anachnu hargim esachinu, umachasim doma b'offer. Ki keni chashev lanu. That's why the brothers said that we're talking about killing our brother. Is that what we're going to do? To kill our brother and to cover his blood with dirt. That was the minik. Klemer, kisui hadam be'etzem. What we see from here, that kisui hadam, this inyan of covering the blood, is be'etzem inyan alahalim es pnimiyus achiyus shel eis ha'adam. The chiyus of a person is the blood. The vitality, the energy, the life force of a person is blood. And we see that there's this inyan to conceal, to cover the life force, the essence, the dam, to cover it with offer. Now, it's going to take a while till he gets to the bottom of all of that. So I'm probably not going to get to the end of it today, but he begins. Shofech dam ha'adam v'adam, doma yishofech. So the Torah tells us at the very beginning, it's one of the seven mitzvahs, a person who spills another person's blood, his blood will also be spilled. And it's also fascinating how the Torah, at the very beginning, when the Torah tells us about this aveira of murder, instead of just saying that if a person is horeg another, somebody kills a person, why the Torah sets out at the very beginning to use this term to describe murder, shofech dam. Shofech dam ha'adam, spilling a person's blood. And everybody knows that the first time something is found in Tanakh is the sheresh of what that is. So we see that the chiyus of a person is the dam. And therefore, at the very beginning of the Torah, murder is defined as shvichas damim, spilling of blood. And I think that's carried over to English and other, I don't know about other languages, but that's a lotion of killing somebody, spilling blood. A person dies because of this loss of blood. His blood is spilled. Then kisui hadam in yonalachasay says kvar hachiyus. So what's kisui hadam? What's the thing of covering the blood? It means covering the kvar hachiyus, covering that kvar of life. Shemikara hayadam shal chiyus. In the beginning was a dam, was the blood of chiyus. V'hafach lios mavis. So we have here a person who a moment ago was alive and filled with life and energy. And now there's death. That transition took place through shvichas adam, shvichas damen. Kishem sheyesh na and kisa adam. Kishem sheyesh na havchon v'chas. This is good for adam kasher meis. The same way we see that there's this inyan from the beginning of time to cover the body of a person who has died, to immediately cover the body, to conceal the body. We see this, the Torah brought this over also into the Indian of Adam Chayev Ha'ayv, to cover up the dam, the blood of Chiyus. Now, by Davka by Chayev Ha'ayv, that's not going to write, he's not going to go into here. Abba Mikoach Ma Chal Kan HaKisui. But what's the Indian of Kisui? So, what's the point of covering? You look at the Mepharshim talk about this, that life is something which is very chashuv, which is very holy, and it's embarrassing that the Tzelem Elokim has lost that life. So blood, which is the simon of life, is covered as a way of covered dignity and so on. So the person whose life is gone, but it's much deeper than that. So he says that. What's the meaning of the kisui, of the covering? Because in blood itself, there's the myla, there's the dam, machmas hamal yusa, and there's the dam, machmas akilkul. In other words, there's a bechina of dam that is the embodiment of something great and holy, and then you have the opposite, which is the bechin of kilkul by dam, destruction, and kilkul of gam. So he explains. Om the matzinim gemara tchilas parak yisid dam hashoychet sarav sheiten arfalamata v'arfalamala. Now we're taught at the very beginning of Parak Yisrei Adam that the one who shechts, tzarech she'yiten ofer lamata v'ofer lamala. It's not enough just to cover the blood with dirt. There has to be ofer lamata, there has to be dirt underneath. You make a sandwich and there's dirt on top. Ofer lamala. Kan kram esgala she'yishnam shnei suge ofer. So we're being told that there are two types of ofer. Ofer tachtoin, shua kilkul shubikisui. There's the lower ofer, which is the Indian of Kilkul Shabakisui, the Kilkul of covering. We'll talk about that in a minute. And the Ofer Elyon, which is somehow the Tikkun Shabakisui, which is a Kisui of Kedusha, which is the Tikkun of Kisui, which we'll talk about with Sneas. We'll see how that works out. Shesharasha Ubitznuim Chachma. I mentioned a moment ago that the lowest bechina of tznius is covering the body. That's the lowest bechina of tznius. The arms, the legs, and even by men, that the body should be tznu and so on, covering the erva. That's the lowest level of tznius because of we'll see how that works with the kilkul. We'll talk about that. But there's a much higher level, the sherish of tznius. We find that the Torah uses the pasuk, not the chumash, but the pasuk uses the midah of chachma, which is the highest midah, chachma. Ubat tznuim chachma. Tznuim, people who are tznuim, they have this midah of chachma. Now, obviously, it's not talking just about sleeves and coats or whatever, jacket. It's there's something else. There's a madrega of tznius that unfortunately we're not usually taught in school, and the girls are not taught. And the only aspect of tznius that they're taught is basically you're no better than a chayer or an ice. You need to cover up something. But what does it mean? Ubitznuim chachma. Ubitznuim chachma. There's a madrega of tznius. What we have with the body is just the histalshus. It's like the last stop of the midah of tznius. That's why you could have a person who's covered up, who's wearing a potato sack, but is not tznua. And you could have a person who is not so well covered because of whatever, didn't have the right chinuch, whatever it is. But there's a midah of tznius. There can be such a thing as well. Because there's a sherish that's called uvitznuim chachma. We're going to get to that. Elohim chelke al kilkul shabiyanu adko. Yitzat kach bebgodim nechnasnu l'tchivas ha-tikun shel ha-kisui. Now, the beginning of the tikun of kisui is the mitzvah to wear clothing. It's to be covered. That's the beginning. Hechkuf tzavikvav. No, we're going to get more to that in a little while. Bine le'el hu hu divei gemar mesechus brachas. Al shol sh'amu le'david tzniyus shahayisa b'cha Shaul HaMelech was very, very similar. As you recall, David HaMelech could have killed him and his chaver that were with him, could have killed Shaul, who was trying to kill David. Shaul, when he would go, the Navi went out of his way to tell us that when Shaul went to the bathroom, unlike other people that they'll just go someplace, whatever it is, behind a tree or something, there were no restrooms over there, Shaul HaMelech went Gedol Lifnimi Gedol, Ma'or Lifnimi Ma'ira. He went all the way into the cave, deep into the cave, and that's what saved his life. And Darnal said, Chazal tell us that Darnal said, because of the tznius, tznius Shahisa B'cha, he chasalach, that protected you, the tznius, from getting killed. Bagmar Shammam Shicha V'Ameris. You could already hear some fiery rebbes making a Dvar Torah out of this. I'm sure there have been thousands. Sneez shahaisavach, hichasalach. But if you don't want to get killed, make sure to be sneezing. That's what saves Shaul and girls. That's the only hope for you. Bahagamara, sorry for the cynicism. Bahagamara shamam shichava imaris. The Gemara continues. Dechsiv, vayovel gives that sign. Shaul went into the cave in order to go to the bathroom. He didn't just stop walking like in the beginning over there. He went geder lifnim min geder, u'ma'or lifnim mi ma'or. A fence within a fence, a cave within a cave. And then even when he was over there, in other words, like all the way inside, in this place, which is, you can imagine, pitch dark, in this Ma'ara, listening to Ma'ara in some cave, it says, it uses the lotion of L'hasech Hezragla, which is the lotion of Sukkah, which means covering. Even then, he was so tsanua, how he went to the bathroom, that he covered his leg, he didn't expose himself. Even in that matzah that he was in. So Shaul HaMelech is the embodiment of one of those who embody in Tanakh Tznis. He's a descendant from Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu, that was her inyan. So he had this mida. Sikhi Chasma Kesuka. Achiluk ben Gedel Amar Rabar. Now, the difference between a gedder, a fence, and a cave is obvious. Gedder in a mechasis a davar bofen muchlat. A fence doesn't cover something completely up. Fence only means that the person on the other side of the fence can't see the guy on the other side. A cave is covers a person from all sides. But what Chazal is telling us is that there's a midah of tznius. There's a midah of tznius de kedusha. The midah of tznius de kedusha, which Shaul HaMelech is the embodiment of, this midah, which is a midah b'nefesh, yesh b'b'chinas geder l'snim migeder u'ma'or l'snim min ma'or. Now we have to understand what that means in pnimius. It doesn't just mean that you make sure that there's no one around. Obviously, there's something much deeper about it. These are the two ways of understanding tznius. Geder achas, ilut tzorach tznius shel kilkul. One geder is just to cover up the kilkul, or to cover that which is not there to cover it, not nice, to cover up something that's ugly, like going to the bathroom, whatever, a person is dead. It means this blood, it means covering up there's a tznius of kilkul, covering up something that went wrong. Well, going to the bathroom doesn't mean it went wrong, but covering something that with this waste, with this psolus. There's a tznius of kilkul, and magedah shnia megalat tznius de kedusha. And then there's a madrega of tznius de kedusha. There's that in which is a gedah, just a cover up, which is just for the sake of covering something which is unpleasant, or something that's not proper. And then you have the inyan of ma'ara, lifting the ma'ara, that there's a tznius of kedusha. Zuya Maila Shahisa Pnias with Snias or Shaul. So Shaul had this madrega of Mara Lifnim Mimara. But this midah of Snias of Kedusha. Ashahitzel Isa Mimara, Saisa Devekusa with Snias Alian. And Donamal said, you should know that you were saved from death because you are dovuk to this Snias Alian, which in a certain way makes a person invisible. Not just invisible. That's what saved your life. Is it Tznius Elyona? Commission is bar, Yeshlan Shtei Sugi Shal Tznius. Tznius Shabu Bahastir Sara. One type of Tznius is to cover that which is bad. I mean nakedness or the bathroom stuff. But Tznius Shemagala is at Snum Chacham. There's a higher Madrega of Tznius, which is Megala the Mida of Snum Chacham. Each Tznius the Kedusha. Tznius the Kedusha. Ein Karin Sanua. So the Gemara says, "Ein karen sanur el lemisha sanur beis akisei." The aleph beis of tznius is somebody is a sanur beis akisei in the bathroom. Who's sanur kedei lechasis is sara? That's tznius 001. That's to cover up something that's not nice. Lechasis is mashigets in the gufa to cover up what comes out from his body. Lechasis is servoso to cover his nakedness. Lechasis is kol gufa to cover his body properly. There's a midah rab nefesh, which is to be insensitive about things that should not be seen in public. There's a midah raw like that people are careless and they are exposed. And there's a basic level of tznius, which is to cover this nakedness, to cover this ugliness. But the deeper tznius, it's tznius lifnim min tznius hagdarasa, shatznasa is atzma enem navas mehara bilvad, shematzich tznius. The higher level of tznius is not just a tznius of what? To cover the bad stuff, the bathroom or nakedness. But rather, now we're talking about the shirish of the hayatznias. She is galsa berachel imenu. It is especially by rachel imenu. And because of that tznius, shayisa berachel, she was zeichah for this midah that's called also the midah of the firstborn, of the Bechara. But she has a tzaddik, and that the Maral explains. We'll talk more about it. The Maral says, you see that by the Bechara. And Pnimius, even though the Bechara is the firstborn, the Bechara comes into the world before the other children. But in Pnimius, the Bechor is waiting the longest inside. So the Maral talks about that. We'll get to that later on. But there's a midah of tznius that's connected to this kedusha of the Bechor. So we'll talk about it. Bechor hu reishis. Bechor means the beginning. It's reishis. Zui bechinas ves tznuim chachma. Just like we see. We see the highest midah after Kesser, the highest midah is Chachma. And that's why it says Reishis Chachma. And that's what Rabbi Nachman talks about in the first Torah. Of the Bechaira and Chachma. And that's the Chain with Yaakov. And that's what he talks about. Yalas Chain in the first Torah of Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Reishis Chachma. Remember, the midah of Esav is Davke, his galus, is the opposite of tznius. And the midah of Yaakov is Chochma, and therefore he's Yosef al-Holim. And Rosh is Enochof, it's Elov is galus libo. Reb Nachman brings there that pasuk. The meaning of the Rosh is that everything is out there. The meaning of the Chocham is the Chocham's midah is Tznuim Chochma, so Yaakov Inu is the Bchor Ha'amiti. The true Bechor is Yaakov Avinu. That was the Biru. And Yaakov's Indian is that he's Yeshev Aholov, he's Sanua. He's Sanua. Achein, V'achochma may Ayin Pimotzei. Therefore, Chochma comes from the highest world that's called Ayin. That we can't see with our eyes. May Ayin, it comes from Ayin, from nothing. Ayin hu davar ne'elam, something which is hidden, Sanua. Call our sogas habacher ha'isam mikachat sneis. Call any the bacheris is the racist. The Hashem says b'ni bacheri yisrael. The Jewish people are Hashem's bachar. We see that in the olam hagashmi, there are nations that preceded the Jewish people. We're not from the shivim ha'umas, from the shivim l'shainis. We're not the first nation. There were nations before Am Yisrael. So, and yet, Am Yisrael is called B'ni Bechari, my firstborn. Because the Soif Ma'is is Davka B'machshav B'tchilu. Because the first Machshav is the Soif Ma'is to the end, that comes out in reality, in physical reality. Because this world is a world of Gashmis, that's the Maral explains. But Yaakov is the Bechor in Pnimius. That's called Reishis Chochma. Ayin Dovin Elam, Kol HaSogis HaBukhar HaYisim Kol HaTznius. HaChokhma T'chai is Ba'aleh. Chokhma gives life to those who possess it. Kasha HaYisim B'Shol Tznius. So when Dodonov said to him, you know the reason you're alive is because of your Tznius. Now we understand that Kasha HaYisim B'Shol Tznius, when Shol was living up to this Koch that he had of Tznius, that he actioned from Rachel Imenu, Kesha'isa B'shol Tznius, B'shusa who needs Solomon HaMavis. Since HaChoch Metachai is Bala, Tznius is the Indian of what Reishis? Reishis is Reishis Chochma, and where there's that Reishis, and where there's Chochma, there's Chiyus, there's life, because we'll get back to the Dam HaNefesh, there's life. Therefore, in that Shus, he was saved from death. Zuit Snias Machmas Hepach Gomer, Slats Nos Sheris Hara. It's not that Snias of just covering something that's ugly. Or Ra, Shevi Mavis Olam, that's the Ra, that's death and blood and the filth and the bathroom and so on. But Snias Zudavki Sheris Makra Achius Mavar. This Snias is not about covering the bad stuff, it's about life itself. It's the life, it's the chiyus itself. And being tsanua, that is connected to reishis, which is chiyus, which is life. Now, what does that mean? Page Kuftali Zayin Kormer. Sharish at sneers. Shmuel is here from Ezra Sol, so I have to say Shmuel twice. Kormer, Sharish at sneers, machas the kudus erahu. Ki offer out of the offer toshav. The shorish atzniyus machmas nekudas arai is ki offer out of the offer toshav. Adam chava sinned. It's a big busha, and you come from the dirt, and now this embarrassing thing is finished, and we got to be covered with the dirt. Kan nema she offer mechadish kisui. So that's burial. So offer is the meaning of kisui. It's had a kilkul humalim. It's hiding something which is very embarrassing, something which is very unpleasant. This was a person that was alive and learning Torah and davening, and now he's lying there like nothing. So that's a busha. That this is what's become of a human being. And covering the dirt is afraat or lof atosha. Mitzad kilkel, malam, to hide that, to conceal it. Mitzad tchilas atikin, hamalam is a chait. So it's a covering of chait that led to this, the chait that led to death. And it's covering. Sneeze the Kedusha, and then the Ma'alima Sachek Shusibas Amonis. The Bechinus Ashwin, the Sweet Passion, He Suichata. Alim the Galus Sheresh Sibas Achias. The meaning of Sneeze of Kedusha is not covering up a sin and covering up the embarrassment of sinning and the blood and bathroom. Sneeze of Kedusha, Kisui of Kedusha, is Megalos Sheresh Sibas Achias. That gets to the root of life itself. So Schwartz explains that there are two levels of tznius benefesh. Shtei kaimis. Tznius achas, shebor lahastir eschelke herba. One level of tznius is, basic tznius is covering up the bad stuff. V'ilo ein ra, and if there would be no bad stuff, lon itzrechas tznius halazu. And you wouldn't have to have that sneeze. Adam Chava, before there was Ra, before they sinned, there was nothing ugly. They didn't have to cover the body. They didn't have to cover anything. And Dugma Pshuta is, Milo's ancient novella Vesakise, Lachola al Adam Rishon Kadam Achayt. There was no meaning of Adam Rishon covering his body or going to a cave to go to the bathroom before. Came from Lach Yashar, say, Son of the Bosom, Son of the Yarn, when Nisok Vesakise. He didn't have, there was no waste that came from Adam Rishon. Before the chait, he didn't do that. He didn't have an ashiyatsa before. Mele haisa sham psolos klal. There was no psolos. There was nothing ugly. So v'chein achilas haman, and we came back to it a little bit by the eating of the man, but there was no psolos. So ideally, there's nothing ugly in the world. There's nothing disgusting. By adam rishon before the chait, no one's dying, so there's no offer thrown over a dead body, and no one's going to the bathroom. So there's no besakisei and covering the besakisei, and there was no need of covering the nakedness before the sin. So that's one basic level, but now we have all that bad stuff. So now in a world that's not perfect, in a world where there's a lot of bad stuff, so we have all this covering of kilkel to cover up sins, to cover up waste, to cover up the nakedness, and so on. But then we have the madrega. Tznius meisefes, a higher level, a deeper level of tznius. She sheres sibas achias, which is the sheres sibas achias of life. Es hatznuim chachma. Tznius zu kamuvan ein mushreshes bechet. This tznius has nothing to do with sin or with anything ugly. He nimtes the madregas kaidem achet shebenefesh. This comes from the madrega kaidem achet. This is the tznius that's higher than before any chet. Zu atzniyus shahaisa b'adam arishin before the chait. Tzniyus zu hisher shachiyus. This is the sneeze, it's the source of life. Shosh achiyas. Kedam hua nefesh, this is the source of life. Other Mishnah before, his son was going to live forever. V'chai lo'olam. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be embarrassed. There's no nakedness. There's no besek yisei. And what was the sneeze of Adam Rishon? If you and I would have a picture of Adam Rishon, we'd say, oh, that's not sneeze. Because that's l'fi aram musog of sneeze la'achachay, which is sneeze 001. Adam Rishon didn't need that. So Adam Rishon's sneeze, he was living completely in the world of sneeze, advanced sneeze the kedusha of esnum achachma. Now, what happened? How he sinned? That's not our discussion now, but it happened. And that's what changed. Then from then on, there had to also be a lower level of sneeze. Unfortunately, that's the sneeze that was just taught in schools, and that's it. Just the, you know, covering the stuff that has to get covered, the bad stuff. But other reason, Kodem Achet, was the Madrega of sneeze, which is what? Sneeze, she serves the Kudus Achiyus Shemenefes. Serves the Kudus Achiyus Shemenefes. What does that mean? So Sherish Asniyas Hal Yanish Echsa Mekar Nela. In the middle of page Kuf Tzadik Zayin. Asniyas, of course, means something which is hidden. Hashem is Achein Ata Kel Mestati. Know that the moment is more Tzanu than Hashem. And obviously by Hashem there's nothing of covering up. There's no cover up, like a bad stuff. But Zorishlam is more Tzanu. No one has ever met him in person, and no one ever will be him in person. It's not possible. What Hashem does is revealed to us. I mean, some of what he does is revealed to us. But his mitzius, his being, hagam shivada ke'emes, even though, of course, it exists, achi enene gluyin, it's not revealed. You know, when you assume chachma, I mean, just a preview, but I mean, everybody knows where this is going. You have a certain kind of person that you meet him at the bus stop, and before you get onto the bus, even, let's say, 10 minutes, before you get onto the bus, you know this guy, like, can't stand his mother, had a fight with his wife, once kid killed his dog. Like, you know, this guy's, like, whole life in 5-10 minutes. It's the opposite of Esatznum Chachma. Everything is galui. Everything is open. Now, obviously, like all me, there's sometimes the things that are hidden that are unhealthy by staying hidden, and they need to be. But even to be discussed, but even then, it has to be very, very, very careful with only certain person and certain words and so on. But Hashem, we only see what he does. We don't see him. Who is the tzanua of all worlds? By Harlem, the creator. Who tzanua mukhlat? Shema olam lo hizgala. He is absolute sneers. Ma olam lo hizgala. He was never ever mizgala. Olam lo hizgala. He'll never be mizgala. So you see that sneers is a big, big chash of a mida. It's a real mida elokis, mamish. He's only known to us and revealed to us through what he does. Well, etzem hachiyas shelo ne'elam. But his actual being is hidden. Kilo yirani adam v'chai. No one can see him. B'loshen ha'lashem. The Lashem calls this mikodav ezeh amitoso ha'ne'elamas. His hidden truth. Amitoso ha'ne'elamas. And the more true something is, the more that it's hidden. I've mentioned in the past that not because of anything wrong in a relationship. My father never said to me, I don't recall my father ever saying to me, ever, I love you. I never heard my father say such words, I love you. Not in English, not in Yiddish, not in Hungarian, not in Czech, not in Russian, not in German, not in Polish. I think those are the languages he speaks. I never heard him say to me, I love you. It wasn't in the vocabulary. Es etznum chachma, this, the more emesdik something is, the more sanua it is. Now, does that mean that if a person says to somebody else, I love you, is not sanua? No, don't take that in the other direction. But it means that great, great care has to be taken when using certain words and when speaking about certain things, if they're real, if they're true. If it's true, then you have to be very, very careful how it's used in the way it sneezes. Rav Soloveitchik, I've mentioned many times that Rav Soloveitchik, already said that in America we have to be more, our generation, he said that already years ago, we have to be more expressive, you know. He was describing how he was once partying with his father, with Moshe Soloveitchik, and because of what was going on at that time in Europe, they didn't know if they'd ever see each other again. And he said all there was a handshake and something like Pegasus and Tate, go in good health. So it's more like airport scene, you know? But he said we can't afford to be that way. We can't afford to be that way anymore. But that's not coming from a mile. We're hoping that when Mashiach comes, Hashem will, by that time Hashem will say, I can't afford to be so hidden anymore either with us. And we'll see more of Hashem's love. We're asking for that all the time. Because Hashem is so tzanua. And at this point in time, we can really use an I love you, you know. Something more open. Open expression of his love and his presence and so on. But it's the trademark of Chachma. Tznius. It's a tznum Chachma. That's what Chazal tells us, that Rachel was professes a plach shel shtika, that Rachel was silent. It doesn't mean that Rachel Imenu didn't talk. If you look in the Chumash, she says more than Leah said. But it means that the Indian of Rachel was very ne'elam, very hidden. Very, very hidden. The Indian of Rachel Imenu. Yeshua Tzadik, Yomina Tzadik. So there's a halom of this. What you're seeing is only like a tiny fragment of the person. Amitosa ne'elamas, Zuha Emes. Hashem is the truth. He's true existence. But that true reality, that true existence, which is that everything is God, is hidden. The fact that Hashem's existence, that his being is hidden, is not a mikra, it's not stam, it came out like that. It's not that this day I happened not to see Hashem. He's nelemes be'etzim, means that's not it. He never was seen and never will be seen because he's an elemis, his sneeze is be'etzim. Zekol mivna habriya. The whole creation exists in this way. Hanelomus hazos, through that hiddenness, through that concealment. Because if not for the tzimtzum, there couldn't have been a creation of all that Hashem's hiding. Kshaboyim efo lahagdir heichan sheresh gilui koyach hatzniyas b'nefesh ha'adam. So when one is trying to define, where do we see Gilui Koach HaTznius B'Nefesh Adam? The Gilui, where do we see that this Tznius B'Nefesh? His Dabkus B'Mitzius HaBaris Baruch Shemo, he has Dabkus B'Tznius. The more Dovuk somebody is to Hashem, the more Dovuk, the more attached he is to this Midah of Tznius, which is a Midah of Hashem, which is the etzem, kivyachol, of all, look, the only thing we could say about Hashem with absolute certainty to say is that we don't see him. Other things we could say about what he does and midas that of course, the midas are only talking about how he acts in ways that we could understand. Oh, now he's acting in a way that looks like chesed. Now he's acting in a way that looks like zur. But when we say that Hashem is kel mistater, mistater, ne'elam, he's hidden, that's... That we can say with absolute certainty that we don't see with our eyes. We see with our eyes how we don't see. It is not them. It's sneers. So when a person is tanua, by being tanua, one becomes very, very, very dovuk to Hashem. Very dovuk to Hashem, which is it's a midah or yen, it's sneers. It's a very big dvekis to Hashem in such a way. Ha'mikoach ma, page kuf tzadik ches. Yochel ha'odom, we're going to end by this little paragraph. I have to go somewhere. Hamikoch ma yochel ha'odam le'idabeg b'mesiyas ha'bar yisbach shemai. How can a person become double to Hashem? I mean, that's the greatest question that everybody has. There's a lot written about what Dveikus is. But the basic challenge that all of us have when it comes to Dveikus is, how are you supposed to be doubled with somebody you don't see? I think there isn't any one of us that hasn't thought about that and, like, wondered how. You tell me to be dovid to my, it says, v'dovak b'yishto, I can get it. You tell me a friend, I understand, you tell me. But how are you supposed to be dovuk to that which is unseen? Not just unseen, but unseeable. Ha'nikok ma yochel odom hidabik b'metziyas abar yizbaruch shomai. The answer is, ha'nikok mi zetzniyas. There's a person who lives in that world of tzniyas, of hatznun chachma. For him, it's not a kasha. That one who is in himself living in that world of tzniyas. By doing so, he's attaching himself to the life of all life, chiyus, to the life of all existence, to the life of all worlds. That's Hashem. All of us we live on the outside. We just say these words. We don't know what that means. But that's what tzniyus is. The more tzniyus a person is, the more he is connecting to that reality of Elokus that is islabesh in that which is unseeable. He says, "Misha ein lo benefesh as midas tzniyus." Some of you does not have this midas tzniyus benefesh. Again, it's not talking about covering your arms. The Mida El Yonet Smiyas, Ein Lo is damas when he dabeg b'mitziyus habari b'izbaruch. He doesn't have a point of contact with Hashem. He can't make contact unless you're invisible, whatever Smiyas means. Unless you're in that place of Smiyas, you can't make contact with the one who's invisible. When you are a person who's able to be invisible, then you can come into contact in that reality. You can come into contact with the one who's invisible. But if your life is all about visibility, and you don't share that reality with Hashem, and you can't be in a place of dveikus. Only the dveikus of Mahurachu to imitate Hashem's ways, like he does. That's what's great. It's great. To be kind, to be all that stuff. Or to be mizdabek, to tamid chachamim, to try to attach yourself to tzaddikim and so on. But dveikus bad, so dveikus. Mitziyusu yizbaruch shmoy ne'elemes. Hashem's mitziyus is ne'elemes, hidden. Va'kli lahasiga hu etzniyus. And the kli, we're learning something very, very, very important. Ha'kli lahasiga hu etzniyus. And the kli to access kiryach Hashem's mitzvahs is tzniyus. Kasha other matzniyus atzma, when a person is attached to this midah of tzniyus, and he's matzniyus atzma, who masigim v'dabig is atzma b'koach hatzanua, then he's attaching himself b'koach hatzanua. B'koach kach who v'dabig is atzma b'bari ha'olam shu tzanua, and through this, he's attaching himself to the Creator, Shehu Tzanua, who lives in that place of tzniyus. Gedel lefnim together, and ma'or lefnim mimara. That's the place of chiyus. That's what the Rambam said to show. That's why you lived. Because absolute life, which is Hashem, is the life of all life, is gedel lefnim together, ma'or lefnim mimara, is unseeable. It's unseeable. Unseeable. That's the chiyus of tzniyus of kedusha. It's the place of life. It's that inner sanctuary of absolute existence, which is Hashem, which is absolute life. Not life like our lives, that one minute you're here, the next minute you're dead. Absolute life, which is Hashem, Chai V'Kai. That mitzius of Chai V'Kai, of chiyus, of absolute life, that mitzvah is called as Hatznum Chachma, Tzniyus, it's the Midah of Tzniyus. Like, it's not something that we were ever taught, but it's something that we need to learn. This is something to be continued.